Isn't the Lord good to us? He's good all the time. All the time. Praise God. Appreciate His presence in the house of the Lord already tonight. God is good to us. Just to show up. I said, just to show up. And that's His promise, I know that. There are two or three of us, right? Or more. Still counts. So He is here in the midst. Whether you feel Him or whether you don't, He is here in the midst. Hallelujah. The lover of our soul is here. I said the lover of our soul is here.
Amen.
We have forgotten what a joy it is to have Him interested in us, or else we would probably be like a Shulamite. I guess it was a Shulamite speaking in the fourth verse of that first chapter of Song of Solomon said, "Draw me. Draw me, and we will run after thee." Glory to God. I believe the Lord is drawing His people in these last hours. I believe He's descending to move in the church in the last hour. And He does more than just show up sometimes. I'm glad He does. I want to have confidence that He's here, whether I feel Him or whether I don't. But when Sister Tanya got up here and led us in one song and got to testify, and you know, I know it's, allow me a figure of speech for a moment. The Holy Ghost taps us on the shoulder and says, "I'm here. I'm here." Brother Bill gets up, sings to us a couple more out of the hymnal, and hey man, I shall not be moved. Hey man, I just feel the Holy Ghost tapping us on the shoulder again saying, "I'm here." Glory to God. Hey man, Brother Mitchell, Sister Marion. Hey man, everything else that's going on tonight, I've just felt the Holy Ghost moving on us again in the house of the Lord. Saying, "I'm here." Amen. We've grown just a little bit callous to it sometimes. Or maybe we've matured so much that, you know, we don't go running after Him as soon as He shows up. We're waiting on Him to do something big. I'm not quite sure what the problem is sometimes, but I want to run after Him when I feel Him. How about you? Because I've gone without feeling Him. I've been to where I didn't think I could get a hold of Him and touch Him, and I didn't know if He was going to touch me. And now when the Holy Ghost comes and the Spirit of God descends in the service, glory to God, I want to run after Him. How about you? Glory, hallelujah. Amen. You're in the house of the Lord here at Dryden Road on Tuesday night. And, amen. I preached, and I can say this, I think I preached at a church I am very familiar with, and the Holy Ghost fell one night. I mean, glory to God, just descended in the house, and I look around, and I looked at 3/4, 80% worse, I don't know, of a congregation that doesn't know what to do when the Holy Ghost falls. Looked at a crowd of folks who maybe were oblivious to even what was going on, who may have been coming to church for years and never had their own experience with God, and yet the Holy Ghost fell to help. I said to help. And watch folks get help. Hey man, watch folks get help who need a whole lot more teaching, who need a lot more instruction. And we've got it all here at Dryden Road. We've had the instruction. Hey man, we know how to live. Hey man, we've had the experience. You have had the personal experience with the Lord, right? I'm not talking to the church, I guess. I'm talking to you. You have had a personal experience with the Lord. You know Him when He shows up, right? And if we know, praise God, we know Him when He shows up. Amen. And we don't run after Him I'm a suspicion and something's not quite what it ought to be. How about you? Amen. When I don't run after him when he comes, I'll tell you what, I begin to wonder what's going on here. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? I just must not be in love like I was. But I tell you what, I appreciate the presence of the Lord here tonight. We're going to sing and preach if the Lord wills it. Amen. But I want the Lord to have his way. He comes to help.
Amen.
When he taps you on the shoulder and says, I'm here. He does it because you need him. You might not remember it, and you might not recognize it, and it may not be immediately apparent that you need him, but you need him. You may feel the need more tomorrow than you do tonight, but I'm telling you, if he taps you on the shoulder and says, I'm here, you need him. Amen. Thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Appreciate the... always appreciate Brother Benny, Sister Jane. Amen. And sounds like maybe. Of course, we're here Thursday night. We'll be able to hear Brother Darius. But I'm thinking maybe if I'm here Sunday, I might get to hear the pastor preach before revival starts. That might be. I don't know. But I always look forward to hearing Brother Benny. Appreciate his... appreciate him being my pastor and helping me. I see all those nodding heads. When's the last time you told him, by the way? Okay. Appreciate Brother Benny, Sister Jane. And appreciate that word he had for us before he got up here. It puts all the pressure out there. So this ain't going to be about whether I preach good or not. It's going to be about whether you back me good or not. See? We got all the pressure off up here and all the pressure on out there. I got one, two all rights out of that. I don't know. That's just a pop quiz. We'll have a test in a few minutes. Praise the Lord.
Worship with us.
Praise the Lord. Worship with us. We can sing this song when we're at home, but we don't seem to get it done sometimes when we're at church, but worship with us. I made to you.
I didn't say the friends would never
turn their backs on you.
Without
the world around you, wouldn't see you as a fool. But I did say, like me, you
surely be desired. And I did say, my ways confound your wise. I didn't say in every place the bitter gifts of death. I have to walk through chilly Jordan to hear him to rest. But I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side. And I did say I'd cry every tear cried. You know I made a promise that I prepared a place, and someday sooner than you think you'll see me face to face. You'll sing with the angels and the countless multitudes. This is the promise, this is the promise I made to you. Didn't say the friends would never turn their backs on you, or let the world around you see you as a fool. But I did say, like me, you'll surely be despised. And I did say, my ways confound the wise.
Didn't say in every
place the bitter gift of death. I have to walk through chilly Jordan to enter into rest. But I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side. And I did say, dry every tear you cried. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I prepared a place, and someday sooner than you think you'll see me face to face. You'll sing with the angels and the countless multitudes. This is a promise, this is a promise I made to you. So just keep on walking, don't turn to the left or right. And in the midst of darkness, let this be your light. That hell can't separate us, and you're gonna make it through. This is a promise, this is a promise I made to you.
Sing it again.
So just keep on walking, don't turn to the left or right. And in the midst of darkness, let this be your light. That hell can't separate us, and you're gonna make it through. This is the promise, oh, this is the promise I made. One more time. So just keep on walking, don't turn to the left or right. And in the midst of darkness, let this be your light. That hell can't separate us, and you're gonna make it through. This is a promise, this is a promise I made to you.
Brother Mike, thank you. Need a mic, better mic. Praise the Lord. Well, hallelujah. I'm glad the Lord is faithful to His promise. Hallelujah. I said, I'm glad He's faithful to His promise. Hallelujah. Go on to the book of Ephesians, if you'll turn with me tonight. Ephesians chapter 6. God bless you for your kindness and giving. And the Lord is faithful to provide for us and for you, isn't He? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to preach what's on my heart here tonight, and just hope you will pray for me. Pray for our altar service. If the message isn't quite for you, that's all right. It'll be for somebody. And you can pray in the meantime. Praise the Lord. But I've just got this on my heart. It's been a little while since I've tried to take this text. Ephesians chapter 6. I want to begin reading in verse 11. Ephesians chapter 6. Beginning our reading in verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. Quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Would you help me while I try to preach the burden of my heart tonight and ask the Lord to give me just the words for this congregation here tonight? Father, I need your help once again.
Gracious Lord, I am unable, dear Father, in myself, but I am grateful, Lord, for your presence and your unction. Now, Father, give us grace, Lord, in this place tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your holy presence. We'll give you glory for it all, dear Lord, and all that is done is for your glory, in the name of Jesus.
Somebody can say amen.
Amen.
I want to preach about these fiery darts for a little while, if the Lord will help me. Amen. The whole armor of God. I don't mean to pick out something here tonight, but I don't have an entire week to preach on all the armor of God. So we're going to take what I got on my heart here tonight. Ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. I'm glad that there is good news that we are able to quench those fiery darts.
Amen.
We will not stop them from being launched. We will not stop them from being sent in our direction. We will not even always stop them from wounding us. Amen. But we can, by the grace and the power of God, amen, stop the lingering effects that can come, amen, when the devil launches his fiery darts our direction. How many of you have ever had fiery darts launched in your direction? Amen. It's a hurtful attack. Amen. I know that's simplistic, folks, but amen, it is hurtful. Amen. Just consider a dart. Now, I know you're thinking of a bullseye, amen, and some plastic darts, okay? Amen, and that's fine. It'll serve the purpose of the illustration for the time being. Amen, a dart is just a projectile. It could be an arrow shot from a bow. Amen, it could be a javelin thrown by the hand. Amen, it could be a barrage of tiny darts as they are, amen, sent in rapid succession, a whole group of them. Amen, and the devil is in the business of launching attacks against the children of God. Amen, to wound their spirits. Amen, to wound and destroy their souls. Amen. And we must be on guard by having the whole armor of God. Amen, upon us, we must take unto us the whole armor of God. Amen, that we may withstand, amen, all these fiery darts and quench them. When we talk about fiery darts, there's a couple of ways to look at it, and they'll both serve the purpose again tonight. Amen. There he is. Amen. The thought of literally being on fire. Wrap an oily rag around an arrow. Strike a match. Set it on fire. Amen. Send it over into the enemy's territory. And where it hits, amen, it can do some lasting damage. Amen, where that arrow hits, it, amen, it may also speak to us about not so much fire, but amen, it could speak to us of poison. Amen. Ever had a bite? It's been a long time ago. I guess maybe you learn better after a while. I like to wear shoes. Anybody else here like to wear shoes? Yeah. You know, I'm not trying to compare you to anybody notable, okay? But all the barefoot bandits around here, I'm telling you, I like to wear my shoes. I was walking and praying in a church house in Oklahoma years ago, and I was just, amen, a single teenager, amen, walking and praying in a dark church, and amen, I walked around and hit the wrong spot. Amen, that little scorpion lit up my life. Amen. I mean, I didn't even know there were scorpions out there, I don't guess. And he wasn't very big. He's just a tiny little thing, but amen, that sting can burn. Amen. As the figure is, it can burn like fire. Amen. It'll burn. Amen. When you get stung, I stepped in. I'm not telling you that whole story, but amen. Stepped in those. Amen. Is that the yellow jackets that nest in the ground? Amen. Had a whole nest of them swarming around my feet before I even knew what was going on. Amen. I was getting rid of them as fast as I could. And the poison sometimes is, amen, referred to as a fiery poison. Amen. It may have been that those snakes, amen, that came among the children of Israel, amen, when Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, it may have been they were fire-breathing, amen, serpents, but, amen, it may have been that they were called fiery serpents, amen, just because when they bit, amen, it burned and poisoned, amen, and it damaged the tissue, and it was killing them, amen. So I want to tell you, amen, when the devil launches his attack, amen, he means for it to have, amen, a lasting effect in your life. I want to tell you, you cannot always stop the wound. You can't stop that gossip from telling things about you that aren't true. You can't stop it. Amen. If they want to tell it, they're going to tell it. You can't. Amen. You can't stop. You are not about to, amen, stop all of the temptations that he can launch at you in the world you're living in. You're in the world. Bless your heart. Amen. You're not of the world, but you are in the world. You're not going to be able to stop all of the assaults and the attacks that the devil will bring against you.
Amen.
But when you have been wounded, when you have been wounded, you need to put out the fire and you need to purify. Amen. You need to purge yourself of the poison. Amen. So that the effect and the damage, amen, is not lasting. Amen. From the attack of the enemy. Amen. I don't know if that's clear just yet, but amen, hear me. I said you can't stop the gossip, amen, from telling something on you. You can't stop the wound. Amen. You can quote it. Sticks and stones may break my bones, words will never hurt me, but you're lying through your teeth. They'll hurt. Amen. They'll sting. Amen. They'll burn. Amen. And you can't stop them from happening. Amen. I'm not criticizing for the pain. Amen. We all feel the pain of the injury and the pain of the wound. Amen. But I want to tell you, the devil's intent is not just to wound you, amen, by a long-term wagon. Amen. His intent, amen, is to allow that wound, amen, to become inflamed. Amen. His intention, amen, is to make that wound become infected, amen, and destroy your Christianity. Amen. Well, who was it? I think that was my dad telling the story. I don't know if he's one of those boys or not, okay? I don't know if he's one of the boys or not, but you ever seen you ever been in a science lab? Please don't try this at home or at school. Okay? Phosphorus. I remember even in chemistry class having a little bit of phosphorus. They just have real thin, almost strips of the stuff. Hey man, it will burn at normal temperatures. It doesn't have to get very hot. I mean, you expose it to the oxygen and the heat, hey man, of an average room, and it can burst into flame. So these boys, they get a hold of one of those test tubes, you know, where they're storing that stuff, and him and walk by, just get a little bit of it, and walk by the trash can, and him and drop it in the trash can, and, you know, open it up, drop it in, and him and walk on down the hall. There are several feet down the hall, and guess what happens? Amen. Fire! There's a fire! Yeah. Amen, the culprit's long gone. Amen, but the fire has only started to burn. Amen. Just in the trash can, it probably didn't burn the school down, but amen, it was a nuisance and it was a problem. Amen, it started a fire after, amen, the culprit was long gone. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, and sometimes the wound is long gone. Amen, it's long past. Amen, it's been 20 years ago. Amen, and the culprit is long gone. Amen, but I'm telling you, the devil started a fire. Amen, and he poisoned your system. Amen, in such a way, amen, that the devil is still destroying, amen, your peace and your joy. Amen, I want to tell you, we can quench the fire of darts. Amen, and the devil. Amen, what goes on outside, amen, it assaults us from outside. It may be painful, amen, but we can recover. Amen, if you let the poison in and you let the fire burn, amen, and inflame, amen, your bitterness, I'll tell you then, the devil has accomplished his purpose. You cannot escape temptation. Welcome to the world. Oh, Brother Russell, I'm beyond temptation.
Oh.
I thought I saw you here. I thought sure you were here. Still walking in flesh. I thought sure I saw you and shook your hand tonight. I did not know you were glorified already. I guess you're not, are you? Amen. We are all in that realm. Amen. We are. Jesus Christ was tested, tempted in all points like us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There were opportunities presented to him that he did not wish to take.
Amen.
The devil made suggestions to him that were not right. I see no reason why you need to give up and throw in the towel because the devil's making suggestions to you. He made them to the Lord. Come on now. Now I recognize there was nothing in the Christ, amen, to be inflamed. There was nothing in his character that would burn, amen, because, amen, of that fiery dart. There was nothing in him, amen, that would light up and burn and be set on fire. Hello? Amen. We, on the other hand, amen, inheriting Adam's, amen, oh, not so blessed nature. Amen. Living as sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. Amen. We, amen, have the potential to be inflamed at temptation. Amen. The dart is thrown with the intention, amen, of starting a fire within. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, we must have the faith of God. Amen. We must have an experience with God. Amen. We must be faithful to God. Amen. We must have the faith of God in our hearts, and that we may be able to quench, amen, those fiery darts when they are set. Amen. There is not a sin in being tempted. Amen. The devil can't do anything to you, amen, unless you let him inflame, amen, the desires of your heart. Unless you let him poison you with bitterness, he can do nothing to you. Amen. But God is able to quench those darts. You don't know what they did. You're right, I don't. I don't have the faintest idea what they did to you. But I know what they can't do to you. But I know what you can do to yourself. That's the way they're going to be. I'm just going to quit. Oh, really? Since when do they control you that way? Since when have you lost your voluntary will? No, there's not a man that can pluck you out of the Father's hand. There's not a devil that can pluck you out of the Father's hand. And what he'll do is try to inflame the bitterness. And if he can get that bitterness burning, amen. And you pardon me for switching back and forth in the illustrations, amen. Whether it's that burning, amen, that begins a fire that spreads, amen, or whether it's a poison that spreads through the system, amen. If you don't take care of the wound when you get it, I said, if you don't take care of the wound when you get it, amen, and purge it, amen, of the poison, amen, and quench the fire. I'm telling you, amen, it can get in your heart and stay with you, amen, and destroy you. Amen. The devil is not everywhere at one time. He cannot be everywhere at one time. He is not omnipresent. Amen. So he throws his darts and says, boy, I hope that one starts a fire. Amen. I can walk off, amen, and let it burn. Amen. How we do the devil's job for him sometimes, amen, in his absence, and because we let it destroy and poison us. Hallelujah. Amen. The lingering effects after the wound. Amen. The fleshly lust. Amen. Which war against the soul. Amen. It spreads. Amen. You cannot demonstrate weakness in one area alone. And the fire will move from house to house. Amen. From territory to territory. Amen. If you let it spread at all.
Right.
We not ignorant of his devices. Oh, let's go back to that for now. You don't know what they did. All right. But we wrestle not against what? Are they that person that did that to you? Are they flesh and blood? So what a dumb question, Brother Russell. I know, but I'm trying to get you to come up with the right answer. So I'm asking all my dumb questions to get you to the right answer. Hey man, are they flesh and blood? So we wrestle not against our visible enemy. That's not what we're wrestling against. I mean, we're wrestling against principalities. Glory to God. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, that there are circumstances in your life, amen, that I wish would be turned around tonight. Amen. In an altar of prayer, I wish God would give you the answer you've been looking for. Amen. I wish God would change that person, change that situation. I wish God would do, amen, what you've been praying for him to do, amen, for a long time. Amen. I'd love to see it happen. Amen. I'd love to see that person saved. I'd love to see that family rift, amen, gone. Amen. Where there's unity and joy and, amen, and friendship and fellowship. Amen. I wish, amen, your job situation would get better. Amen. I wish all of these other things, amen, would fall into place. Amen. But I want you to understand, and those are not the major issue. Amen. They may be wounds that the devil says, amen, that the devil's thrown at you. Amen. There may be the visions he's put in. And there may be circumstances he's caused. Amen. But that's not what it's all about. Amen. It's whether or not you keep your soul, amen, from the poison and the flame, amen, through the situation.
Amen.
We will go to our graves sorry if the situations never resolve. But if we go there sorry, we can still go there saved.
Amen.
How? You got to put out the fire. You got to get the poison out of the wound. You got to say, yeah, they did me wrong. They aren't right. I'm not going to justify them. Amen. They didn't do it right. Amen. We're not going to justify sin. They did me wrong. I know they did me wrong. Amen. But I choose to forgive them.
Yeah.
I choose to get past it. I choose, amen, not to call him, amen, that amen, the child, amen, of the awful, amen, situation. Amen. Jacob lost his wife in childbirth. Amen. And she wanted to name the child Benoni. Amen. The son of my sorrow. Amen. And I understand she was in pain. Amen. She was leaving the world. Amen. She was in sorrow. Amen. Of spirit and heart. Amen. But Jacob said, I'm not going to name him Benoni. I don't want to think about all the sorrow every time I look in his face. I don't want to think about the pain and the regret. Amen. And all the, amen, the mourning and the grief. Every time I say his name and look in his face, I'm going to call him the son of my right hand. I'm going to call him Benjamin. Amen. Because I've got to go on. Amen. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, amen, you've got to get up past it. I said you've got to get up past it and go on.
Amen.
Well, church is full of hypocrites. Amen. What's it to you? Live right. Go on. Do right. Don't let it poison your soul.
Amen.
Get up and go on.
Amen.
I can't really. You've got a will.
God gave you the capacity to obey.
Amen.
Granted, when he gave you the capacity to obey, he gave you the capacity to disobey. But he wanted your obedience by choice. Amen. When he put Adam and Eve in the garden, why was there a tree there? I understand. Amen. Of all the great deep theological questions we have, amen, my great and deep answer is this. Amen. God presented them with an opportunity to obey. He told them to obey. Amen. And he told them to choose the good and refuse the evil. The devil comes along and he tells you to choose the evil and refuse the good. That's what happened, wasn't it? Amen. Amen. We listened to the wrong voice. I said we listened to the wrong voice. Amen. Amen. When the devil throws that fiery dart and it may have already wounded your soul. Amen. Or it may yet be coming tomorrow. Amen. So if I'm preaching to you a warning, amen, don't let it get inside. Amen. Say, oh, that hurt. But oh, God, cleanse me of it. Help me to get past it. Help me to walk on. Help me to live right. Help me to love them. Help me to do it right. Or if it's yesterday's wound, that wound you have carried for years. I don't think of myself a man who can convince you to finally give it up. But I've got a message, and the Holy Ghost is here. Feel the Holy Ghost in this place.
Lift a hand and ask the Lord to have his way right now in this service.
I want everybody to obey the Lord. The Lord wants to speak to us with an interpretation. I will cease my talking at any moment. But you ought to at least know that the Holy Ghost is interested in your wounds. And he's interested in cleansing them so that they do not cause you lifelong and sometimes eternal damage. You got a wound, amen, in your spirit and in your heart. You got a wound in your mind. You've been wounded by temptation. Sometimes you let it fester. I want to tell you, God is in the business of cleaning the wound. And somebody say amen.
Oh, glory to God. Father, we come in and do a little disservice into your hands, Father, in this altar service. Meet us, O Lord, as I know you will. You've shown us, dear Lord, your interest. You've shown us, dear Lord, that you care and you're interested in our need. Oh, God of heaven, let us respond, dear Lord, as you tapped us on the shoulder again. Said, I'm here, and I can take care of it. Glory to God. Son of God.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. My wife's going to make her way up toward the piano. Amen. But you don't have to wait on anything right now. If the Holy Ghost is stirring your heart to pray, I don't care what he's stirring your heart to pray about. Saints of God, if you feel like coming out of your pew and hitting this altar and praying for somebody else, you just come on ahead, amen, and open the door for somebody else.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
I want to tell you, if you've been wounded and you want to make sure it doesn't hold on, you want to make sure, amen, you don't get poisoned. Amen, you want to make sure you don't start a fire. Amen, it's going to consume you and consume your family and consume your joy and consume your sleep and consume, amen, all of your purity and consume, amen, your conscience and consume. Amen, I want to tell you, you can get rid of it in an altar of prayer tonight. Stand with me if you would. The Holy Ghost is interested, are you? I said the Holy Ghost is interested, are you? Come on out from where you are. Say, Lord, if you can help with this, I'm interested. Lord, if you can help with this, I'm interested in your help. Well, if I can do that right here, so you've got to. I can't force you. I'm not trying to. But I'm telling you, if you're going to get freedom, if you're going to have joy, you've got to break loose and bring it to the great physician and say, Lord, take care of it. I wish I'd never been tempted. Okay. Come on down. It can stop right there. I wish they'd never treated me that way. I understand. They were probably wrong. But come on down to the altar and stop it right there. It's in your hands now. It's your move now. The Holy Ghost is interested. The Spirit of God's in this place. Amen. Would you meet me on altar? Maybe the church wants to begin to come in. Amen. You just want to come into the crowd. Come on. He can give you a personal touch in the middle of the crowd. He can give you personal victory.